Donna Liu, you're the founder and executive director of the University Channel, which distributes video content of academic lectures and events to anybody for free. If you were not funded, would you be able to continue doing this?
Well, the thing is, it's not just me. I mean, there is no reason a Harvard or a Yale or a Stanford would give a tape to me. It is the fact that I operate out of the Wilson School at Princeton University, and therefore I'm in a position to create a consortium of universities. It's not an individual effort, it's a real team effort, and without the team it doesn't exist.
But the funding, if there weren't funding, if you had to fight in the commercial world, would you be able to exist in the climate we live in today?
I don't know how. I mean, technologically, it is a blog. So in that sense, if the other schools are hosting and streaming their own material, there's nothing to stop an individual like myself from simply aggregating that. But the University Channel tries to do much more than just index other people's streams. We're also trying to get universities that don't necessarily have their own streaming operations or podcasting operations, and especially not broadcasting operations, to get them to contribute their material and distribute it in this larger sense. So we take advantage of access channels, we take advantage of the podcast, vodcast feed, etc. And that takes money.
I realize I'm harping on funding. Could you get your audience to pay for the content?
I don't want to ask them to pay. I feel that these lectures are being given in the spirit of contributing to the public sphere, and it should remain in the public sphere without having to charge the public for access to it. There are other operations that are doing similar things and are trying to charge $1.99 a lecture, and you know, if they survive, then they will have proven that it is a workable model, but that's not my choice.
What have you learned from the conference, particularly, that you think you could take home and that would be useful to your work?
You know, I come from a traditional media world, and I am not terribly technologically inclined, and so my solution for my site so far has been relatively simple. I realize that in this world of online networking, there are vast possibilities that I have yet to explore. And I need to sort of wrap my head around some of these, particularly the peer review systems and, the comment and feedback. I haven't really known how to open up the site to that sort of thing yet. And so that's one of the things that I need to explore. The other thing about this conference was simply the recognition that so many people are taking very creative approaches to both contributing to the public good, distributing things in ways that are very, very creative. So lots of ideas.
What questions do you leave the conference with unanswered?
I have to say the sustainability question is a big one. And there were several breakout groups that tried to address that, and I don't think anyone came up with an answer.
Can you elaborate the sustainability question and your thoughts on it?
Well, it struck me that, this is largely an NGO crowd, and the feeling was that people had kind of, given up on the idea that there are any public funds available to sustain public media, and I think that's sad. And I agree that there is a trend in that direction, but I'm not sure the public should accept it. I wonder if the public shouldn't somehow, there's an under-organization of that kind of effort, and I wonder if there couldn't be more pressure put on the policymakers to set aside more funds for public media. Having said that, public media as it exists now, in terms of Corporation for Public Broadcasting and PBS, and I think they have to take a close look at themselves and examine, whose interests they are serving and how efficiently they are doing so. There has to be accountability on both sides on this issue.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.